Just before our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum arrives, I would like to just take this opportunity just to mention or reiterate a few points that our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum has been always emphasizing, but recently much more. That living in a materialistic world, we view everything from a materialistic aspect. Spirituality and the importance of spirituality is not found within our lives. Many are such that piety does not appeal to them. If someone is pious, if someone is precautious, he is seen to be doing something extra. That there is no need for this extra piety. There is no need for this extra precautiousness. Whereas in reality, my respected friends and brothers, piety is the essence of Islam. Connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the soul of Islam. To have ihsan and ikhlas, to have sincerity and lillahiyat within oneself. To be connected at all times to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be such that when people see you, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the objective of our lives. This is what we have been created for. And to appreciate such individuals, to make dua for them, to learn from them, is not only necessary, it is a amal. Just on Friday, our respected Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum, he mentioned that acquiring the company of the mashayikh, of the ulama, this is in reality a amal, it is an action. It is a requirement of deen that we come and stay and spend time with those who are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi said, very beautifully he said, bhala niri kitabo se koi kamil mukammal hua hai? That just by reading a few books, has someone become exceptional? Has someone become connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Definitely not. He further says that bila darzi ke paas baithe koi sui bhi nahi utha sakega. That if you don't go and sit by a person who sews, you will not even understand how to carry out that art. Bila khush nawes ke paas baithe koi khush khatti nahi kar sakega. If you do not sit by someone who knows how to write neatly, you will not learn how to write neatly. You will need to learn from those people who have these qualities within themselves. It is a rule of life. It is adatullah. And very beautifully, in the Persian language, a poet had sent some poetry which someone had translated into the Arabic language. Very beautifully giving an example, he says, that رَأَيْتُ التِّينَ فِي الْحَمَّامِ يَوْمًا. That I went into the public bath. In those days, there was the bath for men. Like a Turkish bath. He said, I went into the hammam and I saw some soap. رَأَيْتُ التِّينَ فِي الْحَمَّامِ يَوْمًا بِكَفِّ الْحِبِّ أَثَّرَ ثُمَّ نَسَّمْ. In the hand of someone that I knew, someone that I loved. And because of him using this soap, he had used the soap and of course his body had a lot of nice fragrance upon it. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ أَمِسْكٌ أَمْ عَبِيرٌ. I said, calling out to the soap, that are you musk or are you amber? Are you some type of naturally made fragrance? فَقُلْتُ لَهُ أَمِسْكٌ أَمْ عَبِيرٌ أَجَابَ التِّينُ أَنِّي كُنْتُ تُرْبًا. That the soap replied to me. The soap replied to me, أَجَابَ التِّينُ أَنِّي كُنْتُ تُرْبًا. That I was only a bit of soil. I was only a bit of soil. صَحِبْتُ الْوَرْدَ سَيَّرَنِي مُكَرَّمْ. I had spent some time as soil in the company of flowers, in the company of roses. And because of the effect of those roses had come inside of me, it has made me honored, it has made me fragrant. And thereafter he says that أَلِفْتُ أَكَابِرًا وَزْدَتُ عِلْمًا. That I had love within my heart for the elders, for the mashayikh, for the pious people. أَلِفْتُ أَكَابِرًا وَزْدَتُ عِلْمًا. And because of my love for the elders, because of my love for the pious people, I increased in knowledge. كَذَا مَنْ عَاشَرَ الْعُلَمَاءَ يُكْرَمْ. That similarly, those people who spend time with the ulama, who spend time with the mashayikh, they also become honored. So in the same way that a piece and a amount of soil, by connecting itself with roses, with fragrance, it becomes fragrance itself, it has fragrance within it itself. Similarly, if we connect ourselves to the pious people, if we learn from them, if we come into their company and we spend time with them, with seriousness, with talab, with ihtiyaj, with understanding that we are in need of them, they are not in need of us. They have that which we do not have. And we do not have even a little amount of what they have. Hence, we must spend time with them. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, once he said to a very rich person, he said that, jo cheez tumhare paas hai, baqadre zarurat hamare paas alhamdulillah maujood hai. That thing that you have, meaning wealth, according to our necessities, alhamdulillah, we have. Lekin jo cheez hamare paas hai, baqadre zarurat bhi aapke paas nahi hai. That what we have, according to the amount of that you need as well, you do not have. It is your duty that you come into the gatherings of the ulama, you come into the gatherings of the mashayikh, and you take from them and you learn from them. And if we today do not understand this importance, and we continue with our materialistic minds, that who is in need of piety? Who is in need of these pious people? Who is in need to learn from them? Who is in need to go into their company? I can come on to the deen myself, and I do not need anyone to guide me. Then my respected brothers and elders, there has been no one in history who has succeeded and who has come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through another way. Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say that the best way to come onto the deen and to practice the deen and gain the deen within our lives is that same very way that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had adopted. Imam Qushayri rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that the greatest title for the chosen souls to be the students of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Sahaba. Those people, Sahaba, who were blessed with the Sahaba, with the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the title that they had approved for themselves. This is why Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was so desirous and so zealous that he would gain the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he benefited from this. Alhamdulillah, our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum has arrived. And now, inshallah, to continue with the program, firstly, a few nikahs will be taking place.